everybody, welcome to Joe, the 50th episode of the Doe and 5-0 Show.
Holy crap, so two more episodes.
5-0.
Wow. 5-0.
I don't know, we'd have to go back and see when we actually started. I know technically 52 would indicate that we've been doing it for a year, right? We have had some extracurricular things in there, and we went, I think we may have done some extra shows maybe during
Service Week.
Oh, we
did a Mother's Day one,
so.
And yeah.
So I'd have to go back and see when our actual anniversary date is, when we started. It's hard to believe it's been almost a year already, though. 50 episodes in.
You think people should pitch in and get us like good steak dinner?
Yeah. Who wants to take us to eat?
Yes. Or if you don't like us and we completely understand, just give us money. We'd be happy to just take it and go out to eat.
I like my steak medium rare.
I like my steak to be cooked the same on both sides of the steak.
That does seem to be a problem for you, doesn't it?
It does.
All right, Joe, we're going to start off with some insanity out of the news this week where a man drew his eyebrow back on after shaving it off because he had a job interview.
I bet that looked very natural.
Well, yeah, we're going to put some pictures up here for everybody. Job interviews are nerve-wracking at the best of times. You don't get a second chance at a first impression. And they're even worse when you've had one of your eyebrows shaved off before trying to cover it up with a Sharpie.
I hate when that happens.
That's exactly what happened to one man when he went out with his mates for a few days before his first ever job interview. And things got a little out of hand. Sadly, this is the first interview for a 25-year-old who goes by the name of...
Wait. First job interview for a 25-year-old?
That's correct.
Wow.
Well, the 25-year-old who goes by the name of Guko...
I can't believe this is his first job interview.
Said he initially found it hilarious, but it was only when he realized that he had an interview with Burger King later that week that the fear of the reality of what was happening really started to set in. He spent the next few days trying to stimulate hair growth by brushing his eyebrow with toothpaste. Did not say which kind.
I didn't know. He's onto something.
One of his buddies had the bright idea to draw an eyebrow on using a black marker, which Guko thought was a genius plan. Sadly, however, the job interview at Burger King didn't go so well because Guko did not get the job. Looking back at his ordeal, which happened way back in 2013, Guko said, "I'd been drinking with my friends from Friday through Sunday, and by Sunday night, we had run out of stupid things to do, so we decided to each shave off one eyebrow." There's the picture there. You can see he's kind of got his furry eyebrow on the right-hand side of his head, and then he's got the permanent marker one, one on the left.
Not a bad drawing, though.
Not horrible.
You almost think you could have just shaved the other one off.
Hey, listen, the moral of the lesson is don't drink and don't do drugs, kids. Or don't do drugs at all.
Or, yeah.
And definitely, if you are going to drink, don't have Sharpies laying around.
Well, good for him. First job interview at 25, and his name is Gak Breath or something like that.
Yeah, Guko.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Danny Zuko.
Oh.
Okay.
Greece.
Younger followers have no idea who that is.
Nope. Now what?
Deer tramples man in a McDonald's parking lot. Everybody knows stepping into a parking lot creates the possibility of getting run over by a car, but by a deer? Ken Worthy just had finished lunch at McDonald's in Locust, North Carolina last Wednesday when out of the blue, a deer galloped across the parking lot and bowled him over.
Probably pissed off that the ice cream machine was down.
That deer was just looking for some yummy food. I'm going to see if we can get the video to load here.
No, you said he was at McDonald's.
Yeah, here it goes. So here's the video.
Boom! Wow! He was moving, too.
He got leveled, buddy. He got leveled.
Wow!
The good side of that story is he wasn't injured, and most importantly, he did not, Joe, spill his Coke when he fell like that.
Thank goodness, but it was hilarious. He got hit hard.
He got leveled. Signed up. Deer up to play for professional football somewhere. Cue the puns, everybody. An Oscar Mayer's Wienermobile was pulled over for violating Wisconsin's move-over law. The baloney has a first name, and if it's not careful, it'll have a mugshot, too. The driver of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile learned on Monday, just because you're famously shaped like a hot dog, that doesn't give you a free pass to break the law in the state of Wisconsin. You're from Wisconsin. What the heck's the name of that county? Waukesha?
Waukesha.
Waukesha County Sheriff's Office tweeted out an image of a cop pulling over the iconic Wienermobile, which they said happened because it wasn't following the state's move-over law. That's the law that compels drivers to get in to give a vehicle with its emergency lights flashing an extra lane of space. Move over.
Yeah.
Regardless of what kind of meat their car looks like. Though the officer likely didn't relish the chance to detain a famous piece of American pop culture.
You're going to have to stop.
He did muster up the courage.
That's, oh, it's just that, you're just going to have to
stop. To give the driver a verbal warning.
That's just terrible.
Move over, wiener and all. Move over.
Move your wiener over.
That's right.
Hate when my... Never mind.
Tennessee's man smokes joint during court hearing for possession charge.
Oh, is there a video? Look at him. He looks like he would.
You know what he reminds me of?
Who?
Sasquatch.
All right, so they were smoking a joint in court. He's a very happy man. He's...
Out of Lebanon, Tennessee, a Tennessee man brought a pop to court to try and make his joint about legalizing marijuana. Spencer Boston, age 20, is now facing charges of disorderly conduct and possession of a scheduled drug. According to the local news, Boston was in court on a charge of simple possession when he started talking about how marijuana should be legalized. During his speech, he pulled what appeared to be a rolled marijuana cigarette out of his pocket, lit it with a match, and began smoking. Witnesses say the cigarette gave off the odor of burnt marijuana. While the rest of the courtroom erupted into laughter at Boston's display, he was shortly thereafter taken into custody.
That's going to happen.
A Wilson County man is behind bars tonight. The reason, openly smoking marijuana in the county.
There it is.
He was in court on a separate marijuana charge. I'm Haley Bilgis.
And I'm Bob Mueller.
At least he's consistent.
Word for those inside the courtroom. News 2's Andy Cordan has the story. Here at the Wilson County General Sessions Court, there's a lot of things you can't bring into court. No food, no drink, no shorts. The one thing it doesn't say, no marijuana.
It does not.
General Sessions Court on Monday.
You got quite the gallery there.
Yeah, it is.
At the podium, the 20-year-old is in court on a marijuana citation while Judge Haywood Barry writes down some notes. Watch as the 20-year-old reaches into his coat pocket. He pulls out a joint and lights up. He then reportedly turns to the packed audience and says... The people deserve better. Erupts into laughter. Court bailiffs immediately take Spencer Boston into custody.
I've been in law enforcement for 20 years, and this is by far the most bizarre thing I've ever seen happen in a courtroom. He's a lot.
Well, hey.
If that's the most bizarre thing he's seen in 20 years, he's lived a very sheltered life.
Yeah. I mean, it's ballsy and funny, but I would definitely want to rank up there with the most bizarre. So.
No, just some stuff that you've told me. It's like... I'm glad I'm not a
All right, well, that's all we got for this week in weed news.
In weed?
Stay tuned for this week in Florida. Florida.
Florida.
In Florida, they're having an issue. There seems to be loose a bunch of monkeys. That in itself isn't the problem. The problem is they carry STDs. What the hell is with Florida, where all crazy shit seems to come from? A week won't pass by without lots of stories proving that Florida's dumb.
Covered with sex disease-infested monkeys.
Jacking off in Walmart parking lots.
Reptiles falling from the trees.
Pop-Tarts flying everywhere.
Convicted murderers assaulting you with the good work.
Ketchup packets. Whole bottles of ketchup. Is it always ketchup? I've never heard about mayonnaise.
It's like ketchup.
Yeah.
Alright, everybody. Welcome to This Week in Florida. Joe, we're going to start where a woman was busted for domestic assault after her boyfriend narrowly avoids a Bible thumping. Florida woman is facing an assault charge after throwing a Bible at her boyfriend's head, according to police, who say the victim had to duck to avoid being hit with the holy book.
Wait, so he didn't get hit?
No.
Wait, so what's she being arrested for?
Look, man, I've seen as much as you have so far.
Okay, I don't understand how these people get arrested for ketchup, Pop-Tarts, and missing.
Just living in Florida is enough probable cause to go to jail. During an argument on Sunday afternoon in the St. Petersburg home, she shares with the man, Terry Slaughter picked up a Bible and threw it at the victim, almost striking him in the head. The man, cops say, was in fear of being hit in the head with a Bible and had to duck to avoid being hit with a holy book, tossed by 51-year-old Slaughter, who is also accused of breaking her boyfriend's cell phone. As seen in the picture we're going to put up here for you guys, Slaughter denies throwing the Bible, claiming that the victim was making this up to get her in trouble. Charged with assault and criminal mischief, both misdemeanors, Slaughter was booked into the county jail and released yesterday afternoon on her own recognizance. She's ordered by a judge to have zero contact with the victim. Slaughter, however, did return to her residence and confronted the victim, cops say. During an ensuing argument, she allegedly scratched the victim's neck, causing visible injury. Slaughter was arrested for domestic battery and booked into the county jail, where she's being currently being held on a $50,000 bond. I'm sorry, a $5,000 bond. I'm not good at math. Slaughter was freed from Florida State Prison back in March of 2018 after serving about 20 years on a second-degree murder conviction. She's got a pretty good temper, apparently.
Yeah. You know, at first I was all on her side, and after further review, it's like, I think she has a problem.
Maybe that $50,000 bond should be instituted instead of $5,000. Out of Sanibel, Florida, Florida daycare provider fired after writing on a child with permanent marker. A Florida daycare worker is out of a job after her mom found her son had handwritten a note on his stomach and marker. Heather Chisholm took to Facebook to share her frustration after she discovered it. Every day when I pick Finn and Milo up from daycare, their names are Finn and Milo.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway, when she picks up Finn and Milo from daycare, they put daily report paper in Milo's lunchbox. It says what mood he was in for the day, what times they changed his diapers, and if he needs diapers or wipes, she wrote.
And how old is he, 12?
Yeah, probably. Another 15 years and he'll be ready for his first job interview. She went on to say she failed to read the notes every day, so she did not realize that her one-year-old son, Milo, was low on diapers. Instead of telling her in person or giving her a verbal reminder to read the daily reports, Chisholm said a worker wrote on Milo's stomach. She went to change his diaper after picking him up for daycare, and she saw the note that read, "Mom, I'm out of diapers. Please read my report." There it is in all its glory.
I don't know. Do you think it's that bad?
She tried to wipe the note off with baby wipes, but after multiple attempts, you could still see it. Chisholm also said it's not the first time this has happened. She told the news that the first time it happened was back in November, but she didn't report him back then. In less than a day, Chisholm's post was shared 25,000 times. The daycare told WBBH News that the worker has been placed on permanent leave.
You know what? So that's not the first time.
No.
And she let it go the first time. She doesn't read the reports.
She reads her babies, though.
Yeah.
Kind
of
funny.
I'm taking the side of the daycare worker on this one.
Out of Jacksonville, Florida, invasive herpes-carrying monkeys reach northeast Florida. Now, we've done articles before where Florida was up there in the top, 10, 20 of most STD-infested cities.
And now we know why. They've been screwing monkeys.
And now even the damn monkeys are infected. There's a new resident in the Julington Creek neighborhood in Jacksonville, also in St. John's, St. Augustine, Palataka, Wallaca, and Elkton. Man, that's a mouthful of cities there.
Yeah, good job.
In all, a dozen confirmed sightings of feral invasive monkey species, the Buttafuoco. Videos and photographs, grainy and shaky, shot by homeowners, track the trails of species expansion that experts call concerning and possibly dangerous. The potential ramifications are really dire, University of Florida primate scientist Dr. Steve Johnson first told First Coast News. A big male like the one in that video in Jacksonville, that's an extremely strong and potentially dangerous animal. First Coast News obtained two videos and several photographs taken of the monkeys. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission officials call the reports credible, a likely expansion of a feral monkey population in central Florida. The Rhesus macaus were the first introduced to Silver Spring State Park back in the late 1930s. When a tour boat operator named Colonel Tui released six of them on a man-made island as a tourist attraction. He released another six a decade later. Guess what, says Johnson, they can swim, and they left the island. This goes on and on for a while, but basically one of them was captured and tested, I guess. It sounds like almost, what was the King Kong movie? King Kong. what was the King Kong movie?
King Kong, yeah.
I don't know that King Kong had herpes, but they're describing this thing as a very monstrous creature swinging from the trees.
Well, the little kid said it was chest high, but it was a little kid.
Yeah.
So that'd be like if I said it was chest high.
Exactly. So hey, if you go to Florida, not only from last week you have to worry about reptiles falling from the trees, now you got to worry about STD-infested monkeys.
Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts.
Ketchup package. Ketchup. Whole ketchup things now.
The holy book being flung at your head.
Yes. Scratch marks.
Stay the hell away from Florida.
You shouldn't go to Florida. It's scary there.
All right, that's all we got for this week in Florida. Stay tuned for this week, Political Garbage. Hey everybody, welcome to This Week in Political Garbage. We're going to start off where PETA calls out for robotic Punxsutawney Phil to predict the weather moving forward. While it's not the first time PETA has called for the retirement of the famous weather-predicting groundhog, the animal rights advocacy organization is also suggesting that artificial intelligence could be used in a robotic or animatronic version of the animal to actually predict the weather. The president of the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, woo, sent a letter to the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club's president, Bill Dealey, asking him to consider the idea of a robotic groundhog to replace the animal. In the letter, Newkirk suggests that the usage of artificial intelligence could actually make the yearly tradition more interesting and renew interest in Punxsutawney, generating a great deal of buzz, much like Sonny's robot dog, which walks, plays, misbehaves, and responds to commands.
Do these people have nothing better to do?
Apparently not.
Because, you know, that groundhog gets treated like a king. That thing eats better than we do. All his steaks are probably done the same all the way through.
Yeah, I mean, this is just...
stupid?
It's stupid.
Stupid's the word you're looking
everything,
for?
Everything we cover is stupid. I mean, my God.
Well, otherwise we wouldn't be reporting it.
Yeah. And what are they going to do when this robot inevitably malfunctions on the big day and time when they're supposed to pull it out?
Well, they'll have another one. But, does anyone actually watch if it sees its shadow and plan?
Is it ever even right? I mean, who cares?
No, it's just a silly
tradition.
Yeah, it's just fun. And, we'll get a robot and it'll be more accurate. Screw you. What the hell is wrong with you? There's real animal rights problems going on. This isn't one of them.
You know who's the problem? PETA. They're the problem.
PETA and their Petermobile. They got pulled over in Wisconsin, I heard.
Gonna load up a video here.
House Democrats met today to discuss the possibility of impeaching President Trump. Remember that time the Democrats pushed to impeach Donald Trump after he weaponized the IRS to target conservatives because they were conservative? Oh no, wait. That wasn't Donald Trump, that was Barack Obama, and Democrats never tried to impeach Obama for that. Remember that time the Democrats pushed to impeach Donald Trump after he promised Vladimir Putin and Russia that he would have more leverage with them after his re-election? Oh no, wait, that wasn't Donald Trump, that was Barack Obama, and Democrats never tried to impeach Obama for that. Remember that time the Democrats pushed to impeach Donald Trump when he lied to the American people and lied to Congress about the Iran nuclear deal, and then shipped billions of dollars in pallets of cash to Iran? Oh no, wait, that wasn't Donald Trump, that was Barack Obama, and Democrats never tried to impeach Obama for that. Remember that time the Democrats pushed to impeach Donald Trump when Trump snooped on journalists, when he hacked the laptop of journalist Cheryl Adkinson over her reporting on the Fast and Furious gun running scandal, the same scandal that left an American Border Patrol agent and dozens, if not hundreds, of Mexicans dead? Oh no, wait. That wasn't Donald Trump, that was Barack Obama, and Democrats never tried to impeach Obama for that. Remember that time the Democrats pushed to impeach Donald Trump when he pushed the Ukraine to investigate the campaign manager of his political opponent, which resulted in the firing of the campaign manager? Oh no, wait. That wasn't Donald Trump, that was Barack Obama, and Democrats never tried to impeach Obama for that. Remember that time the Democrats pushed to impeach Donald Trump after U.S. military veterans died on secret wait lists at corrupt VA health centers presided over by the administration? Oh no, wait, that wasn't Donald Trump, that was Barack Obama, and Democrats never tried to impeach Obama for that. Remember that time Democrats pushed to impeach Donald Trump after high-ranking officials in his administration tried to meddle in a presidential election to, quote, damage the electoral chances of the candidate they didn't like, used a foreign intelligence officer and a dossier of opposition research sourced from the Russian government to try to damage the candidate, spied on his campaign in an effort to prevent him from taking office? Oh no, wait, that wasn't Donald Trump, that was Barack Obama who did that, and Democrats never tried to impeach Obama for that. In other words, the Democrats are ridiculous hypocrites who want to impeach President Trump because the Washington Post, a paper with a history of anti-Trump lies, published a vague allegation from an unnamed whistleblower that Trump did something bad on a phone call with a foreign leader. We don't know who the whistleblower is. We do know the whistleblower wasn't listening to the phone call himself. He just heard a water cooler rumor and decided to tattle. We don't know what promise President Trump actually made, or if he made one, or if he followed through, or if it was improper. And so without all these details, the Democrats want to jump immediately to impeachment. I have never met a more insecure political party in all my life. Can't win elections because their policies are so terrible, they try to impeach Trump morning, noon, and night instead. Ridiculous. And that is my final point.
Wow. I don't want that chick mad at me.
So, there you have the rest of the story, I guess. I don't, as Paul Harvey would say.
Wow.
We have talked and talked and talked about how hypocritical and asinine a lot of the leaders of the Democratic Party are.
Of all the parties, actually.
And how, how conveniently they forget, with their knight in shining armor for 8 years, was getting away with. This impeachment stuff is almost, it may even be over by the time the show comes out this week, I'm not sure.
It's already over.
I mean, it was over before it started, in my opinion.
I mean, they're waiting for the announcement of acquittal. Yeah. That's tomorrow.
So you guys will know the answer before the show comes out on Wednesday. But she's right. I mean, you know, she showed all the examples of the things that Obama did when he was in office that just never mattered.
I remember that one with a Russian leader. Something was voted down, and Obama leaned over and said, "Don't worry, I'll take care of it when I get back to Washington." And I saw the clip once, and it was gone. Yeah. That was it. Yeah. And I thought, that's odd that nothing was made of this. Hell, if Trump would have done that.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying Trump's a good guy. I am not saying. Yeah. We've talked about it before. I don't want him at my house. He's not having dinner at my house. I'd meet him someplace else, though. I'd meet him at your house.
It's not even about that to me. It's about the fact that the things you're accusing him of doing that they can't even prove. They've proven that they can't prove it. The things that were proof that Obama had gotten away with.
Yeah.
Things that were proven that Clinton had gotten away with. And well he did get impeached, I guess, but
right. And that was actually stupid too. He got impeached. They tried to for lying to the grand jury. That's mm-hmm. what that was about. You know, saying that if he lied about that, he'll lie about anything. But they all lie. Reagan yeah, exactly. was my favorite president. And then so much stuff came out afterward about him. I was so sad. But Lincoln, all of them, yeah. All of them lie.
Yeah.
Get used to it.
Yeah.
You know what? We're going to have everyone that we elect is going to be there 4 years. And guess what? They're going to lie.
Yeah.
They're going to lie and they're going to cheat and they're going to do whatever they have to do to win the next election. That's just how it is. Get used to it. All this money and time that was spent, just like they did with Clinton, trying to impeach, absolute waste of time. Everyone knew from the start it was a waste of time. Don't do that. What were they supposed to be doing? Pelosi is the representative for some district in California, but she had to be in Washington that whole time. And I'm not saying she's a bad representative because I don't know. I assume she is, but I don't know. She couldn't have been doing her job. And why were the people voting? Warren was voting on the impeachment, and Bernie was voting on the impeachment. How is that okay? No conflict of interest here? Really?
It doesn't matter. They're so vastly outnumbered right now, it doesn't even matter.
I guess, but I guess the best thing we can do is vote more Democrats, or vote out more Democrats.
Yeah.
And. But it's always going to be like this.
Yeah.
Trump's going to get reelected. The Democrats are going to probably try to pull this again. 4 years are going to go by. Let's say the economy tanks. So you're going to elect a Democrat then because everyone's going to be sick of all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen all over again. Just get used to it. That's just how it is. I better not say anything. And until there's a difference, until something changes, it's always going to be like this.
So, yeah, I mean, politics are dirty. They've been dirty since the beginning of time. And I guess it's just the times we live in now where people are just so easily offended by anything and everything. And if they something goes against what they believe in, then you're just a no good, rotten son of a bitch, and you deserve to rot in hell.
What about the people, though, that do you offend the people by saying that they're offensive?
Probably.
So how does that work? How they have no rights then, right?
They're offended that I'm offended, that I'm offended at their offensiveness to my offensiveness, and blah, 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 blah. And
that's,
who cares?
That's fairly offensive.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Nobody cares about your little sissy nanny feelings. Except Colin Kaepernick. And he doesn't matter.
But yet you mentioned his name again. Could we just go?
I just like saying Kaepernick.
Did he? I'm surprised he hasn't tried to make himself relevant through all this. Has he been
I don't know.
Talking?
I can only watch or even listen to so much of this idiocracy when it's on the TV. Or
it is hard.
A video or whatever. So, all right, everybody. We appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll see you next week. Take care.